After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Report. Morning Report 193. Dang. 193. Sorry for the chair. You guys had a chance to replace this chair. Sorry. My birthday is come and gone and, well, it's Christmas. Again, my name is Willie Lawson and this is the Morning Report, a production of FightbackMedia.com. 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 I trust that you are well on this Tuesday morning, 9/15/2020 in the year of our Lord. We appreciate you being here today and that you continue to check us out. You continue to hold on. You continue to listen. You continue to share. We appreciate it. We all appreciate that. Myself, Paul, Janelle, Kevin, and Alfonso Rachel, we all appreciate it. As we're all, you know, in this together, and things are starting to happen. There is an affiliate coming on that you will be able to participate in at one or two levels, and that will help us expand. That will help us have money for Facebook ads and Twitter ads and the like to expand the platform. And that's super important that we're able to do that, especially in the next 50 or 49 days. And beyond that, it's going to be super important. And you will get, and we will, and I'm going to announce this probably in the next couple of days, how you'll be able to help. If you go to the Morning Report Facebook page, you may have already got a glimpse. But I'm really going to announce it here in the next 4 or 5 days, how you will be able to help and possibly even help yourself. It's something that I've not tried before and that I don't think anybody else has tried before either. But I think that this is a way that conservatives can start helping each other, especially on these kind of platforms. You know that if you've already gone to like the Washington Times, if you read the Washington Times, they're asking, especially on your phone, they're asking for money now to read their paper digitally, to read articles digitally. You know, so when people post or repost articles from the Washington Times, you get a little thing. I mean, you see the article for a minute, and then you get a pop up saying that, you know what, it's going to cost you $6 a month. And I love the Washington Post. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, There was a internet area of that actually I wrote articles for. So I love the Washington Times and was able to participate. But I understand. This is like this whole idea of streaming television. You buy this app and this app and this app and this app, and before you know it, you're right back to what you were paying for cable. I understand. And you can't support everybody. But we're going to give you an opportunity to do something different. Not only are you going to be able to support us, but you may be able to get a little cash in your pocket too. Yeah, definitely. 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 And I think that this is going to be something that I think is something that is very, for me, very, very exciting. And something that, you know what, doesn't cost you much or anything to try. There you go. So we're going to go ahead and announce that in a couple of days when we get the details hammered down a little better. And that way we can release that to you. It'll probably be Monday, maybe next Tuesday. So look forward to it. Look forward to it. All right. Today, yeah. I love this, the way that Town Hall writes this. His headline: Kamala Harris accidentally says the quiet part out loud. Yeah, I don't know if it was accidental, but we'll talk about that. And guess who's resurfaced? Andrew Gillum, former mayor of Tallahassee, Florida, former gubernatorial candidate, found naked and puking in his hotel room with a male prostitute. Has resurfaced on the Tamron Hall program. Yeah. And he's got some startling things to reveal to the rest of us. Yeah, okay. Fantastic. Oh yeah, and Mayor de Blasio, the worst mayor in New York's history. There's actually an ad, a 6 second ad that says that Mayor de Blasio is the worst mayor in New York City history. And that's a whole ad. That is the entire ad. There's actually someone running for Congress in that area. That's their ad. Bill de Blasio is New York City's worst mayor ever. 6 second ad. That's and end of it, he says, and that's the ad. It's whole ad. It is. It's clever. It's clever. It's like a vine. And for those of you who remember what Vine was, that's what that is. So we're going to talk about those things. And Mayor de Blasio has canceled the Macy's parade for Thanksgiving. I know. For a lot of people, the Macy's Parade is the beginning of the Christmas season, and he is in favor of a quote virtual parade. Does anybody ever even know what the hell that is? Of course not. It's stupid. Now, of course, he is citing COVID concerns, but I told you all that weeks ago, months ago. That everything would be COVID, everything would be out of an abundance of caution. But we're going to talk about that. There's a guy named Seth Baron who's got some pretty stinging words for the mayor. So we'll talk about that too. Unfortunately, it's Tuesday and we won't have the Price is Right. Not because I don't want to have the Price is Right, because I really do. I so do. Unfortunately, right now, the way that Tim gets the Price is Right to me, I'm not able to. I'm not, unfortunately, not able to down. I mean, he puts it on YouTube, and YouTube has really clamped down on being able to download videos from YouTube. And normally I download the video and strip the audio and bingo, bango, boingo in just minutes. Knock it right out. Not able to do that right now. So we're going to have to redo how we do that stuff, unfortunately. But there you go. That's going to be the show. We'll be back right after this message.
If you are a true blue conservative,
Small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdaze.com. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdaze.com. All right, I have got some really good news for you. I just received word that I have a copy of today's The Bryce is Right. Now, for some weird reason, technically, I don't have the intro anymore. And I don't know why I don't have the intro anymore. Stuff I'm going to have to work out. That's all there is to it. Stuff I'm going to have to work out. Let's see here. But I do have The Bryce is Right here, and we're going to go ahead and play it. Yay! Hey, thanks, Tim. Appreciate it, man. Here we go.
This is Tim Bryce with my column titled, Taking a Newspaper to Task. It's no secret the mainstream media has turned to the left and actively supports liberal causes. As such, trying to get a conservative comment printed is next to impossible. This was one of the key reasons why I canceled my subscription to the Tampa Bay Times a couple years ago and started the Tampa Bay Conservatives website. Enough is enough. I'm obviously not alone in this regard, as I know many conservatives angered by the press. To illustrate of the people in our Tampa Bay Trump Club, I have yet to meet anyone who subscribes to the Tampa Bay Times. It is simply loathed by conservatives and labeled fake news. I also see this in other newspapers in Democrat-controlled urban strongholds where they pander to the left, such as Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York, and so on. I have offered suggestions for confronting the news media, including picketing and boycotting, but one of the most effective means to protest the media is simply the printed word, which, unfortunately, few people use to express their displeasure. Enter Larry Marlin, an old friend and conservative from Bryan, Texas, near College Station and Texas A&M University. For quite some time, Larry subscribed to the local newspaper, the Bryan College Station Eagle. However, he began to notice a shift in the editorial slant of the paper and brought it to the attention of the editor there. Unfortunately, the liberal slant went from bad to worse. Finally, he could stand it no more and wrote the following letter recently to the newspaper, which I found particularly interesting. Dear Editorial Board, since August 10th, I have kept copies of your newspaper and reviewed them for bias. As you may recall, you printed a letter I wrote saying most of the Eagle bias comes from your Associated Press articles. I later wrote a letter saying I had been mistaken and your paper was rife with bias. The second letter was based on material you printed after being woke by Black Lives Matter and the rest of the protesters. You did not print that letter. I did say I was not a member of the cancel culture, and rather than cancel my subscription, I would see if your paper made any effort to reduce bias. I have reviewed each issue since August 10th. You have not improved. If anything, you've gotten worse. During the period August 10th through September 4th, you have printed 28 left-wing editorials and 9 right-wing ones. In editorial cartoons, you did better with 5 right-wing and 3 left-wing. Concerning the cartoons, it's interesting that several days after Speaker Nancy Pelosi's hypocritical visit to get her hair washed, you finally printed something about it in a cartoon relegated to the bottom of the editorial page. Other than that, as near as I can tell, you completely ignored the story. Of course, your AP articles continue to be overwhelmingly left-wing. I have not seen any indication of an attempt on your part to reduce this left-wing bias. I doubt you have contacted AP concerning your outrageously dishonest presentations of the news. I don't have time to list all the left bias articles by AP. I would mention Steve Peoples' articles about the Democrat convention compared to his articles about the Republican convention, day and night. Anyway, I will be canceling my subscription. I just can't imagine how you will ever change. Should you surprise me and decide to make needed changes such as blasting the Associated Press, hiring a few conservatives, balancing your editorials, writing more unifying local editorials, or anything else, please let me know. I might resubscribe. Signed sincerely, Lawrence P. Marlin, September 4th, 2020. What I liked about this letter is that it wasn't ranting and raving, but rather a matter-of-fact dissertation as to why someone was unsubscribing. If I was the editor, I would consider it carefully and not dismiss it out of hand, as it represents a legitimate concern of a reader. If Larry's data is correct, the editor should now realize his slip is showing and should take steps to correct it before all of his conservative readers abandon him. The reality, though, is, as a supporter of the far left, the editor couldn't care less and is willing to sacrifice readership to preserve the left's dogma. This is essentially no different than the attitude of the mayors of Democrat-controlled cities where their citizens' lives and businesses are threatened. This, of course, is reckless behavior and speaks volumes of their priorities of choosing Democrat policies over the safety and well-being of their citizens. Larry's letter also happens to make a handy template for writing your own letter to other newspapers. For those of you who have difficulty penning a letter to the editor, simply copy Larry's letter, update it with data specific to your area, and send it in, preferably by email. If enough people complain of the unfair tactics of the press, the better the chances of getting some honest news reporting. To do nothing is to surrender to the press. I'll leave it with you. Friends, keep the faith. This is Tim Bryce in Palm Harbor, Florida. Follow me on the internet at timbryce.com.
And that's our friend Tim Bryce of The Bryce is Right. I'll figure out what happened to the intro that I spent a whole bunch of time doing. I don't know. I'm looking at this and the thing that, you know, I normally click to do it has turned into this, which is not the same one. I don't know what happened. I wish I could tell you what happened, but I can't. All right. Well, anyway, thanks anyway. Oh, no. One more story real quick that I just have to tell you. Again, de Blasio, the worst mayor in the history of New York, has canceled the Macy's parade. If you were looking forward to it, I'm sorry. If you're looking forward to some sense of normalcy, I'm sorry. It has been canceled for COVID concerns. This is an article from the Fox News website. This is... I'll go ahead and give you a little bit of it. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio summarily canceled the annual Macy Day Parade on Thanksgiving this year, citing coronavirus concerns, but ignored the left-wing activist who violates the city's own mitigation aid edicts. Seth Barron, an associate editor at the City Journal, said Monday. Barron told Tucker Carlson tonight that de Blasio, a Brooklyn Democrat, is being feckless and trying to crush anything that brings his constituents joy or a sense of normalcy. De Blasio instead championed the planned virtual parade. What the hell is a virtual parade? So you're online and you're watching. Maybe you can just tape an old parade and put it on TV and people could pretend. What a freaking moron. It won't be the same parade that we're used to. It will be a different event. We are reinventing the event for this moment in history. You will be able to feel the spirit and the joy of the day on television, online, de Blasio said during a public remarks. No. Emperor's new clothes. Okay. Barron said that the city stakeholders are begging the mayor to concentrate on fixing the cratering environs of New York, from the exponential spike in crime to the economic devastation of statewide and citywide lockdowns. He kind of has this feckless response to that. The Macy's Day Parade is a good example. This is an extremely popular national event. If we had it, it would signal, hey, New York City wants tourists. Maybe we can't have everyone now, but we are open for business. And this is what the future holds. Barron said de Blasio often targets cheerful and wholesome entities because patrons of those types tend to obey the law. People will do what they're... A lot of these people will probably just do what they're supposed to do. And this is the hypocrisy. This is the fecklessness. Meanwhile, for several nights in Manhattan's Washington Square Park, a left-wing group has been holding what New York University student newspaper describes as midnight raves, replete with live music, widespread noncompliance of COVID-19 restrictions. In Washington Square Park, every weekend, Refuse Fascism, which is part of a revolutionary communist movement, has a protest party with a DJ and hundreds of people drinking, doing drugs, and dancing. So rave. But Bill de Blasio doesn't even notice it. So, of course, he is implicitly and tacitly permitting it. He didn't even talk about it. There's a communist rave going on every weekend. They got a DJ. They're partying. People are doing ecstasy. People are smoking dope. People are doing whatever the hell they want. Ain't nobody wearing masks. Everybody's just partying. De Blasio says no. How about a parade with some big balloons of Kermit and Elmo? No, it's too dangerous. Really? Bill de Blasio is the absolute worst mayor New York's ever had. Absolutely the worst. In any case, we got to get out of here and make room for somebody else. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something. Love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourselves. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke.
and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.